from NPR Music. It's our Plus One podcast. I'm Bob Boylan. I'm here with Robin Hilton.
Hey, Bob.
The other day, Robin, I was in Denver. We had an All Songs Considered listening party. And in those listening parties, we play songs and we ask our audience to hold up numbers 1 through 10 and rate the songs. And we played this song, The Black of the Berry by Kendrick Lamar. And sometimes I get off watching you die in vain. It's such a shame, they may call me crazy. They may say I suffer from schizophrenia or something, but hold on. And the numbers were sort of, for the most part, overwhelmingly positive.
Incredible song.
One of the things that happened was Fantastic Negrito, the artist that won the Tiny Desk Concert Contest, was there to perform a little later after our listening party. But it was on our panel, one of the panelists.
Right.
And the conversation got rather intense about these times and these days. And when Xavier Fantastic Negrito spoke, he choked up and we all just listened to the words of Kendrick Lamar. And it was pretty powerful. And this is more than confession. I mean, I might press the button just so you know my discretion. I'm guarding my feelings. I know that you feel it. You sabotage my community, making a killing. You made me a killer. Emancipation of a real nigga.
It's an incredibly powerful song, and we know that music can help people get through a lot of things in life, both good and bad. And while some of the events in the news in the past couple of weeks may not have felt new to some people, we know that they've been certainly weighing on a lot of people's minds. So we did this post, we did a call out asking people to tell us about a song that they turned to this week, a song that either captures how they're feeling, or a song that best speaks to some of the major events in the news.
Or resonates, right?
Or resonates with them. You know, whether it's hopeful or angry or inspired or just a way to escape for a few minutes. And there's so much going on in the news, of course, but based on the responses we got, the thing that was on most people's mind is Baltimore.
And the song that they picked was simply called Baltimore. It's a song Randy Newman wrote back in the late 70s, 1977, on an album called Little Criminals. But it wasn't the Randy Newman version that people chose. It was an odd cover that Nina Simone did of that song, almost a
reggae,
well, yeah, reggae version.
Version.
I think it was the Creed Taylor folks, the CTI label she recorded for in those days, did the production. The strings are kind of cool. It speaks to a time in Baltimore in the mid-70s where Baltimore really was quite a rundown place. It's changed a lot as a city, but still has some of the problems that existed, 38
yeah, almost
years
40
ago
years
since
ago.
Randy Newman wrote that
Well, that's
song.
The thing that we asked people, it was optional, but if people wanted to tell us why they picked the song, for some people it was obvious why they picked it, but other people, you know, noted that a song that is just as relevant today as it was 40 years ago, that a lot of the things haven't changed. And the lyrics paint a pretty bleak picture. You know, there's the beat up little seagull who's looking for the ocean. There's a hooker on the corner. It talks a lot about people who are dreaming and longing for a better life. But the line that people quoted the most in our responses was the one that ends the song, which is, "Oh, Baltimore, man, it's hard just to live. It's hard just to live." Little seagull on a marble stand. Trying to find the ocean. Looking everywhere. Hard times in the city. In a hard town. Nowhere to run to. There ain't nothing here for free. Look on the corner, waiting for a train.
That's Nina Simone's Baltimore. You should also check out the Randy Newman version, which is pretty incredible, too.
It is completely different from that one, but no less moving and powerful, as were a lot of the song suggestions we got from listeners. And again, we'll put a playlist up on the website featuring some of that music. And anyone who's listening to the podcast now, if you want to tell us a song that you love and you think should be part of this mix, go to our website, npr.org/allsongs, and look for the post called All Songs Plus One, Baltimore. And you can leave your songs in the comments section, and we might add them to the playlist, too.
Thanks, Robin.
Thanks, Bob.